The taste of it's a bit like sulfur's. And the yes. So it's the egg with the guy with my name, the guy with the mina pekam de bomatsia svina mina naikho ma yudo ko mam pigo de gabe kini en shaini de ikh khose malakh es khose ya finan yad yad nam iu de komaski tu so de komam pigo abu rokho mi mikh ne finan sham mo yom sham el ga sham ma tsnin khot mi adom de gestreits bis kashe is on Ego is a gavim maim. As opposed to be shining, that's a kasha only from ego is a gavim kli. Yeah, ego is a gavim maim. Svina gavim maim. Ego is a gavim maim is no good. Svina gavim maim. Svina is an object in the on the water. And the word says menach naicho. Umayo de gavim tilo. So the Gadin Taisis, we explained about it, I just want to add one Nakuda. The Gadin Taisis is that in Chotzer the word is malecha, it's not naich, not naich. Hanoch, munach, noch, it's not the musogim that musogim that make any difference in Chotzer, kin in Chotzer. But rather, malecha. And Taisis, and in this, Nakuda, all the same agree, the same, the Ban Rashi agree. And the other is that Malachas means on its own. Self-propelled, if you want. Malachas on its own. Anything is not Malachas on its own, it's not Chotzer Malachas. Tosfos adds, how do you know that? You know that from Yad. That we explained, we have to go over the Hasbro, just because the Yad of Benisho, the Yad of the Mekabel, the Yad of the Mensch, is Dumi to Chotzer, from which we learn Dinam Chotzer. So the Yad relative to the Yad in isolation, relative to the Bala Yad, is not a Mahalach. The Yad doesn't go, the mensch moves his Yad. Right, that's the answer to the Vegas Kasha. But thank you, and the Eved in its entirety, he's the Chotzer. That is the Chotzer. The Eved, the Vehem is the Chotzer. And that Chotzer is self-propelled. We're not on the Yad of the Eved as a Inyan Bifnei Atzmai. The Chotzer, the Eved is the Chotzer. Yeah, that's part of the Tereza and the Vegas Kasha. Now like this. So first of all, what did we say in him? Why did we say in Madan Shalabak their kasha on Eggers Gavimayim? They only ask an Eggers Gavimayim. So we said, near that boy, because they hold like the Yesh Lema, they hold like the. It could hold out Derech Vashash. How long is Eggers Gavimayim? Eggers, the two. There could be two problems there. At least two issues in Hanoch, perhaps. One issue is. One issue is the surface on which you make the nocha. Second issue is the chevetz munach on that surface. Right? The dugma, the Gemara before, in the beginning of Sukkot, the Gemara says, Kaisa Meshuba. So Kaisa Meshuba, the Maim is on Kaisa Meshuba. So the Gemara says that that's a surface. In the beginning, we didn't have a surface before. At the beginning of the Akiva, we didn't have a service on which the Akiva was made. It was just Kaisa Meshuba. Then it goes, Kaisa Meshuba, so that's okay. Kaisa Meshuba is okay if you're talking about a Sefer. A Sefer is Munach on the Kaisa Meshuba, or just Munach on the service. But Maim is not Munach on the Kaisa Meshuba. So there's two issues here, two portions. It's possible. Maim is very, very possible. The service, and what's the status of the Maim on the service? It's like this. So the. The Miyashi, why do we shame him? Start the Kasha only in Eggers Gavimayim, because then Eggers Gavimayim, I'm sorry, because Eggers Gavimayim, Chisaron is, before we consider what's the status of the Eggers, we consider it to be Munach or not, it's not on the proper service, not on the right service for Shabbos, because Shabbos Anoch has to be on a solid. That's what Shabbos is said. So I have to, yes, sir, but we shame him go along with that to say. That's why Eggers Gavimayim was never in Tashayim. Because regardless of whether we consider the egoist to be munach or not, but it's not munach on the right type of service. Okay. Now, when we have a shayla, so they begin the kasha on the egoist gabi kli. Egoist gabi kli to the most, so then, so the egoist gabi kli, perhaps the kli serves as the mokum menachon. We don't care the kli, that was munach on something else. But if the kli is immediate malkum noch of the ego, it's like we said already, koamor. So maybe it's munach. So the alakasha, aye, but the chevet itself is. So on that, the Gemara says, lava ainan chosin. On that, the Gemara says, perhaps lava ainan chosin. Perhaps it's moving around. It's not stationary. It's not has no stability in its malkum noch. Right? So the matzav of the chevet on that surface is not stable. So on that, they say, it's the same thing as Svina. And Svina, the Gemara says, is Menach Naichel. To which they say the Echidik. Right? That's what we're saying. Don't ask the Negev to go in mind. Now, what's Pantaisis? We asked the Shalom yesterday like this. We asked the Shalom, but we'll explain in a Kud here. After Taisis says, Yod, the Yad moves, the Yad is moved. That yad is moved. It does move on its own, so it's not a chotzer mehaleches. Avalocha v'chul. So we asked the shayla. Why does the Tosfos say avalocha? It's not noch. Hocha loy noch. Right. And so Semes says it's very bothered by the shayla too. Why do you have to come out to Mimishkin Afina and Shom loy mestama elok derech Shom matzim chafotzim? We need that riches. Let's say it's hocha loy noch. There, despite the fact. The Svina is not noch, we don't care. Here the ego is, it's not noch. So.
It's like that we don't want to have cut from Miyah the same way we do Vakim.
What?
He's saying that if I came, we're going to have Miyah, so the issue is not like that. The Vaish Shabbos, we're going to have Mishka, not Yad. So the issue is the Muna, not like us.
Uh-huh. I hear. Okay, it could be. Say that, I hear. But I think the answer is Mamash for Kerat.
Do we know enough on Shabbos as to get
That's what I'm about to say. That's why it's fakert. The answer is fakert, not fakert. Toysbus is, there's no requirement, be'etzim, and that's the whole rest of the Toysbus. The reason Toysbus doesn't say, the question is, why doesn't Toysbus say, ego is not noch, that's why Agavimai is not good. The answer is, Toysbus can't say ego is not noch, and therefore that noch is not good enough. Why? Because Toysbus, the next line, the whole from here till the end, Toysbus tells you that there's no halacha be'etzim, that hanoch and Shabbos has to involve making a chevet be stationary. Immobile in its place. Because Tosfos, the next line says that even Egos got Bekli Vadei Loi Noch. Boy, Egos Bekli Bekli Tzelf HaMayim. Afakav De Vadei Lav Kemunach Domi. So right there, Tzelvas Chabasidu, that's the answer. Tosfos did is that there's no requirement Bechal of making the Chavis come to, making the Chavis be Munach. And you can be Mechayiv for Anocha, that doesn't make the Chavis be Munach. That's Egos Gav Bekli, that's Oichel, Hoitzidioi V'chulu. And that's what Tosfos proves. Im Kein Adova, that's why it's posted. That's why Tosfos couldn't say in the beginning, Egos Gav Maim is no good because it's not Noch. But that's not Maspik. Because not Noch is not a reason to part in and of itself. Therefore Tosfos had to say, it's not that Noch they made in the Mishkan. I'm posted in the past.
It's just all the other way around.
It was like what? That might be Dal Dagabi Dal Moshal. That might be an example of that. It's Noch, it's stable and on the surface, but Dal Dagabi Dal we learn from Mishkan. Mishkan is always something you learn from. Everything. Mishkan applies to all Moluchas. The reason Tosfos says me mishkan efina, but the reason Tosfos says egos agave mayim is not a good anoch. The reason doesn't suffice for Tosfos to say because it's not noch. Tosfos had to say because me mishkan efina and v'chulu is because noch and not loch is not the criterion for anoch. It can be loy noch, not noch, and still be chayiv. So if loy noch can be chayiv, so then Tosfos can't say it's not chayiv because it's loy noch. That's not a sufficient reason. They said to say, in this matzav of Noch Agavim Mayim, it's not like it in the Mishkan. Yeah, apparently. I mean, this doesn't even speak up. The way you put away Chavotzim.
It can't be service.
No, not Mukhi in the service. I alcohol compartment, it's very nervous. It's about that. It's a little bit hard. I mean, nothing to do about it. But advel shmena al koyis. So that's derech hamatzniyim. That doesn't. That can't ask the katan there because the most is chayiv. So that that's done with mishkan. So it's hard to know to be marked exactly how they heal the mishkan. What goes into derech hamatzniyim the mishkan. I don't know about that. I don't know exactly.
But it is munach. It's already derech hamatzniyim.
What?
If it's
munach on the surface of Dalit, yeah, if it's munach on the surface of Dalit, no matter how strange it seems to us, it's chayv. Yeah, it's munach and it's a surface. The munach and the surface of Dalit, either the wall is a Dalit or the ground is a Dalit. Yeah, that's right. So then we fulfill the requirement. We met the criterion of munach derech hamatzniyim. Even in Advil Shemayna, munach has stuck to the question. Yeah, that's right. The two things, munach and the surface.
So we
discussed
circular
with
the Ramban that says that sometimes you can accomplish
your
nafa by doing a purpose. Maybe
so how's it going to help in Teshuvah? The end of Teshuvah is
saying
that
the
Gadar is Derech HaMitzniyim
and the
Batzim
to the Ramban.
No, that's... But yeah, that has to help. Ramban's devote is to using the Chavetz. So how's it helping here?
Because that's what people do with the Chavetz in that situation. And they would throw it
into the Yerikala.
That's the Derech
HaMitzniyim. Yeah, Mitzniyim means that to put away, store. To put away. That's Mitzniyim. I'm definitely using it now. Okay, now let's move on. So it just says, I'm trying to understand a little bit here. Is boy yegis bekli kli tzavak avimayim imudar kach latzniach avatzim moloi. Avgat vaday lav kumunach domi. That's not munach. Klape, the behemoth doing a kibbutz aguf. The behemoth didn't do a kibbutz aguf. It was placed on the behemoth when it was moving. But what does it tell you about the anoch of the man? On the behemoth, I don't know. So we start reading the Teshu Shonim. Teshu Shonim is also the sugi bifne yatzma. So Teshu Shonim, nive. So im halak yom esuli l'choy l'choy tol soif. So I suggest that I'll go here, take it or leave it. I want to bring the Reichiv out. Which is good, because we're talking about the Roch of Gimahalech. So, or maybe it's the Roch of Gimahalech, or Roch of Gimahalech. What's the point? That I think the Roch of belongs on top line here. Imahalech or Roch of the Kli Biyodai, the Bo Echad, the Son Bekli, the Domin Menach, Egez Bekli. The Tzavak Karimayim. A Reichiv about the Reichiv, here the Reichiv, a Menach Gabbay Odom means the Mahalech. If he's the Hanoch is on the man himself, Domi Legis Agamimayim. So what's the thought? What's the chiluk? It's very shvel. How it writes in it. Svob Shul, it's very hard to understand how it was. What were the words saying how it was? We have, let's say, a man walking. The man is walking, the man is riding, it doesn't make a difference. And you make a Hanoch of a Chavetz on him. So that Domi Legis Agamimayim. Mayim. But if we have the same man who's walking or riding and carrying a kli, and carrying a kli, and put the egos in the kli, which is in the hand, it's like it's a chagat difovitz. So how's it help you? The egos in the kli, and the kli's in the hand, and the hand is part of the goof, and the goof is on the payment. So how does it help? The whole thing is moving. So if the making a nocha, the man is not a nocha, so why, if he's holding a kli, then it's a nocha. And the other way is good, why is it? What's the chan? What's the chan? Right? I'm so eager to say the chan. So what's the chan? What's the problem? Tell me what's the chan. Read it to him, explain it to me. Not asking, he's saying something. He's coming to me after, he's explaining a sugi here. Taisa kasha, v'ochev k'mahalich. So he's saying, v'ochev k'mahalich is not shver. Taisa asa kasha, v'ochev k'mahalich. He's coming to answer the kasha. That v'ochev k'mahalich, so why is Ege, the hanoch of Ege, the agarbe kli, a good hanoch? That's his kasha. Taisa says, derech ha-mitzniyim. Cheshdonim says different terms. What's the pshat? I don't tell you what's written, what's the pshat? How's the music? What's the pshat? What do you need a kli for? What? You put it on the shoulder of the mensch. So that's a good mokum nocha.
The name is kilo like wood.
No.
So, and by us, it's the same. It says that's the name of the case where it's another night. The marshal is only by the case where the necklace is something that's stable. That stable thing is being moved.
So the mensch on the behemoth is not moving yachas to the behemoth. So you have a mensch sitting on the behemoth, and you put the chavis on the shoulder. They said to Rishonim Potter, if you have a mensch on a behemoth and the mensch is holding a kli, and you put the chavis in the kli, then chayv. What's the difference?
The
media,
the difference is
so too if you put it on his shoulder.
No, but if you put it on his shoulder, it's on Reichel Kimahalach. I mean, he's walking.
So is the kli not moving? Isn't the kli that's on, has the kli on his shoulder. He's holding a kli. Here's the shoulder. Here's the kli. The kli is moving the same pace that he's moving. The kli is moving. No faster, no slower.
But he's moving the kli. The chiluk is that he himself is moving. So when you put something on him, he himself is moving himself. When you put it on him, it's like it's not enough. You put it on the kli itself is not moving. He's moving the kli. It's the same thing as the water and the kli al gap. And there's
kli. He's not moving the kli. He's moving the kli. Not moving it like this. He's holding it. Totally, in fact, the Pahim is moving both of them. Pahim is moving both of them. What?
It's only
according to
Rabbi Kirsa. You don't
have a Rochim, it works really well.
It's high. Okay,
no, yeah, but then what's he talking about? I hear, good. But the Chori is coming to be Miyashiv this stick of the Kashiv and Mechik Mahat and Gush. The Chori. If you take out the Rechiv and the Odom is Mahalich, so then he's saying something very possible, but then what's the point? I agree with you. I agree with what you're saying. He had a point here, but you have to explain it a little bit more. What's the difference? The payment is carrying the mensch is carrying like Chagadi, and the mensch is carrying the police. What difference does it make? The payment is carrying both. The payment is carrying both. So what's the hezbah here? Why is it? In physics, L'chor doesn't make difference because he's munach on the surface of the behemoth, or the wagon, or the cow, whatever it is that's transporting. Something is transporting him, and he's now moving beachas to the vehicle, whether it's a behemoth or whether it's a wagon. The posh on Rechik Halach is that he's moving from place to place. He's moving from place to place. That was before he was here. Now he's here, even though he's not walking. And he himself is stationary biyachas himself. But he's moving. He's in motion. He's in transit. He's in transit, even though he's not exerting any energy to get from place to place.
It's
not causing. So somebody's pulling the behemoth. Somebody else driving a car. That doesn't cause it. I hear what you're saying. It's the and that could be the malach. That's the malach here. Let's say you have a mensch riding, coming in a wagon, and he's holding a kli. So what would you say? It's about the shemoshel pasul as l'sabes oisin. It's not a lot of shemoshel. Somebody was in a wagon and he's holding a kli. So you say, what to say? The wagon arrived, the kli arrived, All the Chofetz Chaim arrived. All the Chofetz Chaim's coming away. All the Chofetz Chaim arrived. So who came? It's another wagon, right? When we see a man riding a horse, they don't say Shalom Aleichem to the horse. They say Shalom Aleichem to the Reichev. Yeah. Not to the ferret, not to the behemoth. Yeah, so that's what he's saying. It's really, the man, even though he's stationary on the surface, but he's moving. That's Rochel Gemhalev. Mashenke and the Kli were done based on the physics. The Kli was Munach and Melush slept along. All right, good. Right in this was. Ramin Nami Bamit Hitzi Dioi Kishir Shteyosis Mikosvon Kishahu Malech Hayab Tivosu Yan Hosen. No, it's not. It's not Munach. If it's for sure not the case. The Rashba learns that when you do Anochas Akira Saguf on the Chevet, so it's an Akira. So now the Guf is moving. It's not moving. The Guf, the Chevet, he was stationary with something on his shoulder and he starts walking. That's an Akira Saguf. Says the Rashba, he doesn't like the Chevet, so it's a good Akira. Now the Chevet is in transit. The Chevet is for sure in transit. The Chevet is in transit on the mat, because before was Munach and now he moved it. When he started moving, Kiris Haguf, Kiris Haviris. So it's traveling. Then when he stops, he makes an Ocha. That's a B'chan Ashra. B'chan Ashra. Yehoitzi Diyoy, Kishir Shai Oisis. Because one Kishum Ha'alech. Chayyob, Tzivosin Zuhi Hanukhosin. מה שבדרך כלל כל סבון שניחן במוקרים שישר ושלום לאילום אבל אם שוב החליח אלא יכול שבנוח לכיוון שהוא מהלך so Tate brings again Tate brings the right okay the right to say the Kli in the hand of a mensch even though the Kli is not moving ביחס to the mensch But the Kli is Amunach. The Kli is Amunach. The Kli is Amunach. That's being right. The Kli that Mensch is holding is Amunach. Okay, so the Ego is in the Kli is also Amunach. The Dio in the Kli is Amunach. Ego is in the Kli. All of it is Amunach. Yeah, so then the Kli that we spoke about in the beginning of the man. Why Kosm is Chayim? The Divin Aloha here. Because he makes the loshen we said then is a permanent mokom menocha. That's the loshen mamash. He makes a permanent mokom menocha. He creates a permanent mokom menocha v'dyoy on the surface on which he writes. And that guv is an menocha. Okay, now two more points here. What? Where's the sun? Shavta mashvili mokom. That's right. First of all, who says it wasn't Al Dadal? Second of all, Mashavti Mashvili Mokom. Certainly, not worse than anything else than Pia Kelev or Pia Kivshon was a Mishnah. So he wants to write to Oisius on wherever he writes it. Mashavti Mashvili Mokom, Berevach, who is himself.
What's this? Where's my choice, David?
It just says it's different than Kosman. Kosman, the Gemara says it's chayiv. Now, if not Kosman, it seems a loyma. It could be there's a chiluk, but it's a loyma. It's not better than everybody. That's what I'm saying. It's not better than Eglish Bikli. This is Eno Chayiv. Im Shavach, Lekli Achei, Lechosh Vanoch, Lekei Ben Shum Halech. It's not the today's mechal between the two types of anocha. The unique anocha of Kosman and the regular anocha of Shavach Lekli, and that Shavach Lekli is not Lechosh Vanoch. I mean, Lechoya, even with Varech, it's not Gekos Bekli. You know what I No, it doesn't say that. It doesn't say that. But the Eshleima is worse because the Eglish Bekli is more or less. Unless, again, we're not talking about the Horus HaMoshchim and then the Mayon and Noveya. So we're talking about the Gumo in the Rishus. And the Mayim is. Mayim is Mayim. So it has the Mokum in the Rishus. But again, if he's walking around the Rishus, it has no Mokum in the Rishus. So it's worse in that sense. Because the man is walking around. Has no Mokum in the Rishus. Alright.
This.
He says makes a permanent mokum menocha. That's a different dogish.
Nothing to me. That's not to being
what?
Being derech to write.
Right.
If you wrote something that's not
derech
to write,
I could still. Could be. Yeah, yeah, maybe.
The Holy Spirit tells us as a derech, and how many people put things down. Why does Moses have to say that? So he wants to try to force himself to say it forever. Why does Moses have to say that?
Maybe that's what it means. No, that's what it means. That's what makes it it's a normal thing to do it.
That's what you show Shabbat.
What? It's not being a right. The Iketes wants is that Avon Shabbat is not. They're not being a right from Tzivosan. Tzivosan doesn't prove anything. It's Mechal Hen Tosh Me'alav. But definitely Tzivosan. Why is Tzivosan Chayiv? Because there's something unique there. Because he shows some oilum or whatever you want, you have to know. But the Ikevat Tais bring it for the Avol. That's what the galaxy here. So you have to know if he writes in the Mokum, it's not there to write. Is he chayv or not? He's lying. Yeah, the Ravon, I know the Sfasemis brings the Ravon, so it's like I went to look it up. I mean, we have the Ravon that's in the Kovitz. The Ravon had Lun's Platin Suga, the Egos, the guy with the Klee, Mahu, the Nidon is, he picked up the Klee with the Egos. Then they want to buy it. Bosser Egos has Lina, Bosser Klee has Lina. Bosser Egos has Lina, Bosser Naich, Bosser Klee has Lina, and Bosser Klee has Lina. Mashma, if you picked up the egoids from the Kli, it's supposed to be Chayiv. So what's the plot in this? See, the plot is has to do with the issue we talk about the way in the beginning of the month we started the subject of Kiyos Kufa. Right, when he picks up that, Shalos, how you look at when we pick up, we have a Chayiv on another service, and you pick up the whole thing. We talk about a Chayiv on the table, or you hear the egoids on the Kli. So normally it doesn't make a difference. Normally with the issue is not an issue. Have a chevetz on a table, you can pick up the chevetz on the table, you can pick up the chevetz with the table. Doesn't make both the chayv. Both the chayv. Here it makes a big difference. And that's what the Rabban wants. This Sugi Mamash is handling that shaila. Because here the shaila is, the kli is not munach. But something on it is yamunach. That's partial to the feet of Rabban. The egg with the kli is munach, we don't look, because the immediate surface is solid. And the egg is the munach on the immediate surface underneath this, that's a good anocha. Correct? So to pick the egg is from the kli, supposed to be a good anocha, it's a kivu. It's a kivu from a mokam anocha. The shaila is what if you picked up both? The egg is with the kli, with the egg is in it. So now the shaila is, hey, eich le dain del haidine. So here we say, the Losh HaGmori is, if it's a bosa kli, it means we look at everything as being one unit. And even though the chiv is only going to be for Eggers, if that's the only thing he needs, but we look in terms of the Maisa, Akiv and Maisa itself, we look at both things being one unit of in Agave the Melocha. So then we have to ask, where is the Mokum Hanocha from which Akiv is being made? The answer is the Mokum Hanocha of the Kli. So M. Cain is going to be part of here, because the Kli has no Mokum Hanocha. Even however, he said, even though he's picking up two items, but his Melachas Machshavas is only for the item on top. So then we say that what's Havon is a new vote here. Since the ego is had a mokum anocha in the kli, that goes munach bikli. So if you pick up the chavis with its mokum, it's also good akir, right? If you pick up the chavis with it, not from its mokum, but with its mokum. The kli, the chavis with the mokum anocha, it's also good anocha, because until you picked it up, it was munach. It was munach, it was munach on that surface. It was munach on a solid surface. Good, that's the shayla. Do we look at that as being an akir? That's a new, whole new approach to the sugi.
When would
you get to dal the dal? The dal, the lom is the kli dal the dal. The dal the dal. Yeah.
So the question is, when you put both up together, do we look at them as two separate
from Hetzik,
or is one?
In terms of his Maisa Akiv, is it one item, one unit? So then we the Akiv is being made from the Mokum Noch supporting that, which is in this case the Mayim, so that's a problem. Or do we say no? Since his Melocha, the Melocha's Machshavas he's doing is limited to the Ego, he's only interested in transporting the Ego, he's in Mokum. The Egg, and number two, the Ego was Munach. So that's a good akiva. There's no mokum left after the akiva. It doesn't make a difference. He was like, the chayvet with its mokum, not only from its mokum, with its mokum. That's a good akiva.
Its mokum is also.
Yeah.
This is
all
altsbilta.
What? This is altsbilta. Bitzel. I don't know. Yeah, come on, bitzel. Some. It was munach until he was accurate. Until he was accurate, it was munach. So mainly, v'hanochos and hanochos, which is a good akiva. That's a sound that is chayv, even if he picks up the kli.
So if you
view it as
one,
if you look at it as one entity, so then it wasn't. So then, no, you don't need beetle. It's one thing. If he picks up both, we do not beetle. We look at the chafotzim to which he did a maise. He picked up both. So then we magdi them. And if that's oifin, they picked it up. They sound the malocha. So the mokum anocha for that malocha, what can be the kli? Because the kli itself was part of what he did in Maisa do. So you have to look at the underlying mokum anocha. The underlying mokum anocha is the mayim. Mayim is not a good mokum anocha.
Because of the shared mokum anocha, therefore.
Because he picked up the kli, so he did a Maisa to the kli. So one side is Bosa Kli Aznina. Bosa Kli Aznina means we define the Maisa that he's doing in terms of what he picked up. He picked up two things from the mokum anocha. So we have to look at the underlying mokum anocha, which supported both.
He made an akivit.
It's still on the kli. He made an akivit. He made an akivit from being munach. Before it was munach, and a mokum anocha was munach, and now it's not munach. And now it's in transit. So that's a good akivit. That's a transit. What? Perhaps. Yeah, and so that was the
Wasn't the whole
mokum
of the
kli
on the surface of the kli solely, and that's
a reviewing
it only on the surface of the kli?
Say this. So who says, I'm saying, who says has to be a kli from a mokum? It's a kli with a mokum,
that's
a good
kli. When the guy throws himself,
that's what you said. It doesn't, the fi benachanan, that's shum benachanan. MS, might not shum benachanan. That's true. Doesn't have to.
Then what's he
uprooting
it from then?
It doesn't have to be from the Rishus Hayochid. It was Munach and the Mokum and Sal Mokum and Rishus Hayochid and he was like it from there. Yeah, let's take a look at the right bit here in the sheet of the Bessus.
Some
Yeah, he was. Sorry. Those on the right. You can test him a bit. He says, okay, we'll read it slowly because I see him bring it. Kosher lo, no doma rovo. V'machzach to Shabbos. Shita li mayim, agab li mayim, hain lo anuchosem v'chulu. So the v'chulu is, the ego is agab li mayim, lab hain lo anuchosem. So the rabbi begins like this. V'leim mo nami, lo tzay nami, ego is menach na'echo, mayu komam tu lo. So it looks like the rabbi is asking his kasha on ego is gabi mayim right away. Ego is gabi mayim. Let's say ego is meinach naicho. Umayekumam tulo. So it's munach. If the havon, the assumption of the kasha being, the rabbi learns like this. The rabbi begins like this. We tie up that sfina meinach naicho is literally sfina is munach in the water. Ah, it's moving the water. It's moving with the water. But it itself is munach. So the ego is the same thing. Ego is munach. Umitatsinan hochol gabi chotzen and the is a mistake, the malachas body. Tatsin hochol gabi chotzen malachas. The hochol gabi chotzen malachas, kol hechad or sogi minapsha doesn't go on its own. Lav malachasi. Hegor sfino vikilso, lav minapsha onaydi. Sfino is not, we said self propelled, it's not moving on its own. Abul gabi shabbis hanocho mamash beinan. The ilu kaime ba'avir, kigan she ikvon ruach. Lenichon, Lenuach, Vetzion, Echon, Mishon, Machut, and Chayv. Tanoch, Agai, Mashu, Mias Binan, Umayo, Kabir, the Alma Domu, Lemshum denied the Mamish Kabdinan. Yeah, so the Rabbi says very clear that the you need a mokom menocha. Sfina chotz doesn't need a mokom menocha. But like this, if you ask the rabbi, is a sfina munach? The answer is yes. What's a munach on? Doesn't make a difference. It's munach. But in Shabbos, you need anocha agavi mashu. Anocha agavi mashu. And mayim is agavi. But L'chor, it's a little bit like the Nagi Vashash to some extent, right? Mayu Kaviru says, Mayim Zagavi, Baal Modomo. It's not because it's moving and not moving, because it's not Munach on a surface. The first Chisom. Elvishom Tavei Kaviru Baal Mo. To Hodri Boiler, listen to his says, that's an extra by Egoist Bekli, Yukli Sofa Kavi Mayim, Mao. What's the Egoist as Linan Von Naich? Claim Hare Eino Emir Baavir, Umahane Lehel Anocho. It didn't both agree as Linan Baakol Baavir. That's for sure. In the other Shani, maybe this topic a little bit, but that's for sure that again, the every Shani might be masking to what I'm about to say. Let's say you have a kli that somehow was suspended without anything in midair. Something is holding it up, not something, but some force is holding it up. But not more than anything, a kli, a solid object is in the midair in the either Shabbat or Shusha Yochi. Doesn't make a difference. And the Chavetz lands on that. That there's no difference between that and the ego is between clean and mayim. There's no mile to mayim. Mayim, there's no mile at all. Not that mayim is on the ground. Mayim is resting on the ground, and he's resting on the mayim. There's no mile. If the kli is in the avir, mayim is in literally mid ear. If he holds ego is got to be clean, mayim is chayiv. Ego is got to be clean in mid ear is also chayiv. Man, that's bullshit. And he's talking every shayim also asking to this. No, give it stationary in the ear. Perfectly stationary in the ear. But the kli is not resting on anything. And the echo is lands on the kli. The same abai, we're pointing it to. I'm the same abai. It's not moving, it's stationary.
No, but in case of
water. Water is like avir, says the rabbi. That's where I'm coming from. Mayim is like avir. That was moving or stationary. Fakir, the rabbi learns, Nochamo, the rabbi learns the chavit, the spinning mime is muna, it's meinach naichi. It is munach, but it's not munach on anything. It's munach on it's like Avram. Now, so Yesh Lines, I was out in the spot, and Yesh Lines topic the other way too. The rabbit, since the rabbit speaks out, again, the Rishonim don't speak out that Maim is Kavya. So we said that. I said that Yesh Lines, that the Rishonim are like the Rishonim. But they don't speak it out. So I'm saying this in the rabbit, but it might apply to Rishonim too. So now Yesh Lines topic like this. Yesh Lines topic, what if the Kli is floating in Maim, the Maim is the but the Maim is less than 3 Tvachim off the ground? Right here. Ego is a garbage kli. And the kli is in the mime. But the mime is within 3 tefachim off the ground. The puddle, the guma, is very shallow. 3 tefachim, it's within gimel tefachim off the ground. So what would they say there? Going to derive it.
Well, do we say lo is stam in air?
We do.
So much is different.
Okay, so what would they say going to the Rishonim? It's a, I'll explain to what I mean. Lula Diva, we did the Shalakim, Lula Diva Rishonim. Before the Ravid, I'll explain what I mean. Before the Ravid, so there's a possibility of a thing like this. The Chisar of Mayim, it's not just that it's not here. Not just that it's not here. The Chisar of Mayim means what Rashi says, Naide. There's an in the Chiyuv of Mayim, not just it's not here. But the fact that Mayim is a liquid, and liquid is, has a properties of liquid, so a chayv that's munat, a kli that's on the floating on the water is not stable. So the before the ravid, there's a big mokum to think that the chesaron mayim is it's inherent instability, and in fact yesh lema that some of the you're talking that's ben Rashi, that's a p'tat in Rashi. I explain to what I mean. Afarsha sichosim, Rashi says. Let's come back to this back. I'm going to. Mao de Tame, love Hainu and Hosan, the Tave, a Kiros, a Kiro, the Honai de Vazli. Kamash Malon, Hainu and Hosan. Well, what Rashi says, that the Chisar of Mayim is Nai de Vazli. So I want to explain, it's important to Kudu here, because I explained last night to somebody. When Rashi says the Chisar of Mayim is Nai de Vazli, so what's the Kamash Malon? So I want to have Pshat in this, and then we'll come back to the Rav, because I'm going to what we're talking about here. The Pshat in Rashi, Bukhara, nears like this. We established that the when the Gemara, let's go back, it's very important to him. Mamash in Pshabbat, it's a Chosh Vivot. The Gemara says, Mayim Gav Mayim Hainu Anu Chos. So we proved the Brother Raya from the next line, from the Sugi of Shemin Agav Yayin. So we said, you see from there that the Mokom Anoch of the Maim Agabi Maim is where's the ground? Where's the Mokom Anoch of the Maim? We said, right, we began with the Chakiva. What's the Pshat of the Hainu Anochosan? The Maim Elyainim is Munach, the Maim Tachtoinim, the Maim Tachtoinim is the Mokom Anoch? Oh no! All of it, we look at all of it being one stick, one unit, and all of it is Munach, and no matter how high the water goes, all of the water, even the Maim Elyainim, is Munach on the ground. Right, so we said the Pshat is the second one. Other water is munach on the ground because from Shem Nagav Yain. You see that with Shem Nagav Yain, Shalos is a chibo no chibo. If it's a chibo, Shem is munach. But we don't look at Shem and Yain as being mechuborim. Shem is not munach on the ground, even though it's munach on the Yain. Why not? That's the posh pshat. You see, it's again that's we said before. So now, based on that, we have a havona. The posh the havona. What was the baye? Now we go back. So what was the Gemara Zabaya? So this gufa was the Gemara Zabaya. Yesh Lema, this gufa was the Gemara Zabaya. When you put Mayim Akabi Mayim, we being Menechit. What do we perceive as being, what do we view as being the Mokom Menochah? The Mayim Tachtoinim? Or the Mayim, or all of it is Munach on the ground? So that's what Rashi means. If you learn that the Mokom Menochah is the Mayim Elyonim is Munach on the Mayim Tachtoinim, so then, Naide is a problem. What do you mean? Because the vote here is, not that the Dova Munach is moving. The Mayim is a Dova Munach, the Mayim could be the surface on which you make the Nocha. Let's go back even one step before. Let's go retrace ourselves to the very beginning of Sugya. The Gemara says that Poshut, that Mayim Begubin is Munach. Right? That we said is the Poshut. Now you talk about the you put mayim in a guma. There's a dry guma. You put mayim. Make an ocho. It's an ocho, and from there you can make an akira. Either the mayim is night day. The mayim itself is night day. The mayim in the guma is night day. Why is the portion of the mayim is considered to be munach b'guma if it's night day? There is this, because that mayim is only the chevetz hamunach. It's not the service on which anoch is. So it's no chisom bechlau if the dova hamunach is naide. Right? It's no chisom. Let's say take it some flimsy. Say take a tissue. Sometimes take a tissue, a piece of paper, and you make anocha, but it's flapping in the wind. Would you say that because the tissue, when he puts it down, it's flapping in the wind, it's not munach? It's on the thing. It's on the thing. But it's on the thing. It's not moving. Put a stone on one edge of it. It's not moving. It's flapping in the wind. It's not munach. It's zicha munach. Lushim tzavik is munach. Why? Because it's a chevetz munach on a solid. So that defines anocha. Chevetz munach on a solid. So if you look at the mayim as being the chevetz hamunach, so the night day, well, night day doesn't make a difference. It's only if we look at the mayim as being the surface on which he's making the anocha, that the night day then is a factor, because forget, they're saying the whole time. The surface on which anocha takes place, the mokom anocha, has to be solid. Can't be night day. So that's the plan of Rashi. That's the plan of Rashi. Now, so yes, right, if with the mokom, the mayim again is munach matach toinim, night day is a problem. Since hainu anachos means everything is munach on the ground, so the water is still the same night day. But then we look at all the waters being dova munach. Okay, good. It doesn't bother us. Now, I want to say like this. Before you get to the Ravid, the chisson of egus between kli gabi mayim is because the chisson of that is that the kli is not stable. You could say the kli is not stable. It's moving around. And the kli is the mokom anocha. The kli is floating up and down the water. And he puts the egus in that. So the mokum hanocha in this case is not stable. It's lacking stability because it's falling in water. So that's the shaylips. Perhaps, in other words, perhaps that's a factor. Perhaps, and the mokum hanocha is not the kli is not stable. Okay, that might have been a factor. Yes, it is. And the rabbi, I'm just saying, the rabbi, sure, it's not a factor. Again, if is anybody saying foolish, that's the problem, I don't know. But the rabbi, I know for sure it's not the problem. Because the rabbi says there's no difference between mayim and avir. And just like svinas man, meinach neicha, says the rabbi, the moment says svinach meinach neicha, the floating doesn't bother us. So the kli floating in the water doesn't bother us in Shabbos too. What's the problem? Because mayim is not a service problem. Mayim is like avir. Mayim is like avir. It has no mayim is agave. Kli munach agave yavir. That's the problem. That's the Gemara's advice. Therefore, that's like dormant to my shaila. That's just finished off. The shaila is: what if the kli is within gimel tefachim of the ground? So the fact that it's bobbing up and down doesn't make a difference. So I have to say lovut. Just say, if I say lovut through here, why can't I say lovut through mayim? If mayim is agave, so say lovut and lechayish b'chayim. That's the point I want to make. Some are shallow in the Ravid. The good is they're shallow in the Ravid. The Ravid says nothing to do with night, it has to do with the kind of Ravid. The Ravid says, Velormish from Naido, Mamish Kabdina. I'm asking. They're shallow, it's all here. If you put it on the mat when he's walking?
Put on the side.
He says this is not there. How do you know what the din is?
The what?
You see,
I thought the donkey
was missing. No, that Gemara is not relevant. That Gemara says the Gabi, the Haitov of the behemoth. The behemoth didn't do an akir seguf. If the chavis came on the behemoth when it was moving.
You must have used an itzah for the man to put that animal.
When he gets into the rishus? When he's in the rishus of Rabim. In the rishus of Rabim, he puts on the behemoth when the behemoth is walking. The behemoth carries it into the rishus and he takes it off. That's what the Gemara says. That's the Moses. Well, all these things, somebody's walking around in his person, you put it on him, it's feet to aces for short potter. Unless it's a derech hamatzniyim, it depends on derech hamatzniyim, not derech hamatzniyim, the mishkan. It's feet to aces for short potter. But, the age old, we said yesterday, it could be time. That's the guy with the person that started moving with the Rebbe's hand. If you're talking about somebody else and making a hanocha on him, it's a different eating. And that's the whole thing. Everything is relative. Okay, but smell it's not a gad, but smell it's a kubi. Have a noise, okay. Something more, that's a kubi. It's like he, because the chavis is in, he put the chavis in motion. That's possible. He put the chavis in motion. So it's still in motion. Because when he's moving, the chavis is moving. So the chavis is still in motion. So it's the end to do a maisa nocha. That's the same. They do a maisa nocha. Kubi didn't, that's the number. You have to know. Yes, right. But he's lying. Kubi made a maisa nocha. He put on a kli. The chevetz on the kli is actually right. The kli is moving around. So what?
Rebbe saying that water's like aver. Just yeah. That something can be munach on the water or the aver. But the water's still mafsik from the karka.
Oh, so Kubi that threw water. You don't say lope. You want to say? I don't know. I don't know. I had supposed
to. Water's a daver. Aver's that.
Maybe. As I suppose, build it up there. You also live with what? Yeah. All right, a good night, Shabbos, and we're set.
What exactly is the difference between Rashi and the Raivan again?
Rashi and the Raivan.
About what we were saying with.